Mervyn Ephraim Dick Clark was born in Bunbury in 1894 to parents Ephraim Mayo Clark and Louisa Frances Teed. His father was the first elected mayor of Bunbury. Dick had nine siblings and all attended the Bunbury Day School in Arthur Street. Dick was ducks of the school. He then went as a boarder to Hale School in Perth from 1907. He was very good at English and maths and excelled in athletic endeavours, football, cricket and rowing teams for Hale. However, on finishing his schooling, Dick had only one career in mind.
On every school break, I worked on my uncle's farm at Rowlands. Now I could work full-time for him. 1912 and my life was rich. That lasted until August 1914. I was 20 years old when Australia entered the war alongside Britain. Because of my farm work, I could have applied for an exemption, but I felt compelled to join up for the sake of King and country. I immediately enlisted in the 11th Battalion with my brother Ray and another local farmer, Tom Rose. We formed part of the construction party to clear the site and build the Black Boy Hill camp at Greenmount. After completing 4 months of training at this camp, we embarked for Fremantle aboard the troop ship Ascanius in early November 1914. We joined the armada of ships in Albany before departing for Egypt.
After disembarkation at Alexandria, the men endured another six-hour train journey to camp. Their arrival swelled the population to more than 20,000 men who were undergoing additional training. Early nights were spent sleeping in the open desert air, as there weren't enough tents. During those first few days in camp, the men were marched out into the desert to collect large stones so as to mark out the brigade and battalion lines. Not popular activities, but beneficial to the men's fitness after they'd been cooped up for weeks in cramped conditions aboard ship. Dick and the others endured 3 months of training in Egypt, along with their constant companions, sand, heat and flies. The 11th Battalion was the subject of the famous pyramid photograph, but Dick was ill in camp and missed what is now a famously historic image. Dick Clark was to survive a dangerous mission thanks to his elite level of fitness and his sheer determination to live.
The AIF was looking for crack rifle shots to act as snipers on Gallipoli. They held shooting competitions. I was selected along with Ray, Tom Rose and Harry Buswell. Sergeant Tom Louch from Albany looked after us. April 25th, and our group dodged heavy enemy artillery and machine gun fire to get to the beach near Anzac Cove. We eventually reached the safety of the new trench system. In those first days after the dawn landing, Tom Louch and myself were part of a special team to scout the locations, numbers, and potential weaknesses of the enemy. We became trapped in a treacherous position. Some of our scouting team were killed, and reinforcements sent to our aid were also killed. After running out of food and water, Tom and I decided to escape, taking separate ways. When Louch returned to our battalion base, he was amazed to find that I'd been declared missing. He was sure I'd make it back before him. When I finally staggered into camp the next day and collapsed, the medics didn't know if I'd survive. I was a strong, fit bloke, but this special mission drained me. I am very proud of the success of our Bunbury sniping team at Gallipoli. We eliminated countless numbers of Turkish snipers and commissioned officers. Our pinpoint accuracy was referred to by the Turkish leader Ataturk in his Gallipoli report. He noted the heavy impact our snipers had on their lines.
From the horror of Gallipoli to far greater challenges at the Western Front, Dick Clark survived more special missions and three separate bullet wounds to his head.